And one guy who's become a fan favorite, Jeremy Thompson, joins us now. Jeremy, how you doing?
How's it going, Greg?
It's going well.
I thought I was on the wrong channel there for a minute. You're talking hockey.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, we talk hockey. We talk it all on here. You must now. I know. I saw the. They did that. I saw that movie feature story they did about you and your brother, and you know, kind of all the challenges you guys went through as young kids, and then going to college on a pro lacrosse. It was awesome. It was a difficult decision for you to kind of let people into your, you know, into your real personal life.
I think how the movie turned out, we didn't really expect it to go in the direction it did, and like looking back on it now, it was a pretty good experience, you know, just right from, you know, meeting new people and just, you know, getting to know a little bit about the, you know, camera on your either side of your shoulder, and you know, so it was definitely an learning experience, and but at the same time, I look back now and it's just you know, it's opened up so many, you know, outlets for me, you know, through the youth, you know, through, you know, different speaking engagements and stuff like that. So it's been something that's been really working out well for me, and, you know, something that, you know, I have, you know, a pretty good interest in, you know, just working with a lot of the youth already and, you know, and getting jobs here and there. So it's definitely been a pretty good treatment, you know, for myself.
Well, Jeremy, you know, I always applaud people, especially in a feature like that. You know, it's not reality TV or anything like that. It's you know, it's open yourselves up. And, you know, there was definitely some turmoil, you know, between you and your brother, of course, you know, for people who haven't seen that, you know, and for guys to persevere through that, you know, that's what always makes it entertaining to watch from my vantage point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it's definitely, you know, we've come a long way, and it's just, I think we just want to, you know, try to help out in any way we can. And, you know, so we, you know, went through a couple of things, you know, for myself and, you know, the things I experienced and went through a healing process. And from there, you know, just kind of, you know, opened right up to, you know, trying to help out whoever's, you know, willing or wanting to help and, you know, whatever they need or whatever is going on in their lifetime right now, you know, because we never know. And, you know, it's not up to us to judge that, you know, so that, but then again, it's, you know, it's something that's just been a great feeling for me, you know, to delve into that. And so it's, you know, again, I can't speak enough about it. You know, it's just been, you know, a great feeling, you know, right from elders to right down to the youth. So.
Jeremy Thompson joins us from the Edmonton Rush. Jeremy, the one thing I got out of that movie too was just, you know, the spiritual connection for you and lacrosse and really how it connects the two.
Yeah, it's from what I was told, it's an old game, a game, you know, from our storytelling, from our oral traditions, from what I was heard from my elders in my community, is that, you know, it started out before human existence. It started out with the animals, you know, different types of animals like a bear, you know, a wolf, a hog. They all have something. They all have different features to them. You know, a bear is big and strong, where you have versus a eagle. Or a hawk, he's quick, he's swift in and out, and you know, it just kind of just goes to show. I kind of can see that how, and from beginning of time to now, and in the NLL as a professional athlete now, and outdoor also, you still have those different types of players, and that legacy, that cultural aspect about it, you know, kind of still lives in within the society as a, you know, professional athlete, and you know, going, you know, wherever the game of lacrosse is played, you know, I can see that. So it's just definitely something that's kind of been, you know, in our blood as people, you know, right from birth. As a male athlete, I guess you're kind of born with a traditional lacrosse stick, and when you leave this place, you're left with one in your coffin.
Really?
So it's definitely, you know, I didn't start playing organized lacrosse until I was like 6 or 7. But, you know, as a cultural aspect about it, you know, really it's kind of in our blood if you really think about it and look into it.
So when you're buried, they put a lacrosse stick in your coffin. I did not know that.
Oh. Yeah. So like if I, you know, with my kids, if I have a little kid, a little boy, you know, I'm going to have a little stick made up for him, a little one stick, and put it in his, you know, his cradle board. And, you know, when I pass on, the same thing will go for myself. You know, when we'll get put a traditional wooden stick in their coffin with us. So.
Now, what if it's a daughter, Jeremy? Because you and your wife are expecting, like, right around playoff time, are you not?
Yeah, it's for sure. It's definitely another exciting experience, you know, with the wife there. She's going to be going in May 9th. But who knows, you know, trying to maybe the baby might come early, might come a little late, but it's something that's you got to do what you got to do, right? But you know, it's just with the girls, it's kind of it's more of the girls have their own stories, and
okay. Men
have their own thing. So that's just, I guess, it's something that's been kind of been split. I guess it's been more of a male thing instead of a female.
Okay.
But we do have, you know, in society, there's girls that do play lacrosse in our culture.
Well,
you know, they do have the World Games, Women Worlds, and we have a team for that. So.
Well, I'm sure if you're still playing lacrosse when your daughter's 5 or 6, there's a pretty good chance she's going to want to do what Dad does.
Yeah, she's got a stick in her hand already. Definitely running around. She does doing a face-off. She likes the face-offs.
Okay. Now, your face-offs, you were good last year, but you've really improved this year. And, man, Jeff Schneider has been the best in the league for a long time. And, man, you got in – I don't know if you said something at the start of that game in Calgary, but, man, you got in his kitchen. And I hadn't seen a guy beat Jeff Schneider on a regular basis in the face-off, Doc. Jeremy, what did you say anything? Was it a mental game with you, or have you learned, you know, kind of how to beat him in the face-off?
You know, I don't take anything away from Jeff or, you know, anybody, any face-off guy out there. You know, everyone has their own routines, their own different mentality, things that they go through. And, you know, he's one of the best out there. And, you know, that just goes to show, you know, with the sport, when you're on top, you know, you got to always expect that you can never settle for, you know, the least. You know, you're always going to want to always improve on your game. And it's just something that I was taught, and to never just to give up, and, you know, to keep looking into different things. You know, it was just one thing I learned from my father when I was going through difficult times is he took me out to the river, out to this path in the stream. He said, he told me to look down at a stream of water, and he says, "What do you see?" And I didn't have an answer for him right away. I didn't know what he was talking about. And he asked me again. He says, "What do you see?" And I says, "Well, I see water. I see water going in and out, down in and out some rocks and stuff like that." And right then and there, I had put that in my head that, you know, I put myself as that water, because to me that water was so powerful. And no matter what gets in front of water, nothing can block it. If you have something that can block it, let me know. Because, you know, ever since then, you know, I've kind of put that in my mind, where, like, you know, as that water is one of the most powerful elements, you know, for me, for myself, even in the world. You know, so anything can happen. You always want to be improving. I leave room for improvement, and, you know, just keep improving. And I think it's just more of a mental, you know, for me, preparing, I guess. You know, it's really a mental part of the game where you got to be, you know, it's a timing part of the game. And, you know, so, you know, so far it's been working, you know, so.
Well, it definitely has been working. Jeremy Thompson joins us. I think you're up to 55 or 56% in faceoffs this season. Also in that game, Schneider got so frustrated, and he's one of the toughest guys in the league, Jeremy, and I think we'd probably consider him a heavyweight, and maybe you'd be a middleweight or a light heavyweight, but you dropped the gloves with him. Did you feel like you were water then as well and nothing could go through you?
I just, like, I don't know. I didn't really expect it. I mean, I was more or less shocked, and I was more or less thinking the whole time when we got in a fight, like, I didn't think I was going to get a penalty because I didn't throw any punches or anything like that, and I didn't expect anything. I didn't, you know, I was just more or less, you know, thinking back at it, I was just kind of, you know, I was like, is this really happening right now? And so, like, I was just like, you know, I was pretty upset afterwards, you know, the way after the face-off, you know, it kind of jumped me pretty much. But, you know, it happens. There's emotions, a lot of emotion that go into the sport, and, you know, things happen like that. And, you know, so, you know, just more or less leave that stuff on the floor. So, you know, kind of thinking back now, but, you know, so that's all really. I don't really have too much to say about that. It's just more or less it just kind of fell on me, and I kind of had to go in with it, so.
Well, I know your teammates talked about it. They loved the fact that, you know, you didn't back down to one of the, you know, a lot of guys say maybe the toughest guy in the league, and you didn't shy away, and that's key. Now, I do, and I have maybe a tougher question for you.
All right.
Jeff Cornwall, Jeremy Thompson, Chris Corbeil. Who's the fastest member of the Rush?
I mean, see, I know you already asked them this question. They're probably all thinking they picked somebody else, right?
No.
Themselves.
Well, you're the first of the three that I've asked. I've asked your teammates, but I haven't asked any of you three. Because when your teammates, they've all given me, they've basically come down to you three guys. So I want to say, hey, one of these three guys will tell. And you can say yourself. I have no problem.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I just we haven't even done it yet. I mean, they're all – I don't know. I don't want that is a tough question. Yeah. I don't really –
Now, for fun, would you beat them? Come on.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'd pick
yeah,
I'd
exactly.
pick myself then, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Kyle Rubish said Corbeil can't win strictly because of his upright running stride. What do you think?
I think I might have to go along with it, yeah.
Jeremy Thompson joins us. Have you ever won 13 games in a row before?
Actually, yes. In high school, we won a state championship. We were 18-0 that season.
Okay.
We went on to win the state title. But, you know, kind of going off of that into this year, it's a lot similar to how that team was in 2003 when I was in high school, because I was a freshman. I was actually one of the younger group on the team. And, you know, a lot of things that went on in 2003 in my high school team, you know, had the same – you know, chemistry right from the goaltending to defensive, you know, right to midfielders on to the attack. And, you know, everybody did it. It seemed like, you know, everybody was on the same page on, you know, what their part was. You know, everybody paid attention to, you know, to detail and, you know, bought into the system of what our coaches have wanted. And that's the same thing this year. You know, guys are just getting along, you know, so well and meshing, you know, in and out, you know, right now we're just on a lacrosse field, but, you know, outside the arena, you know, in the locker room, you know, at the back of the hotel, you know, out to dinner, you know, team dinners and stuff like that. And it's just really, you know, I think it's just the biggest thing it kind of goes back to, you know, is a lot of the guys just, you know, we're not satisfied with what we have, you know, that's, you know, we're always, you know, again, we're leaving room to improve and learn. We, you know, even though we were 13-0, we also, you know, as a team, know that we've made a lot of mistakes. And I think that's the interesting part about it is that, you know, a lot of the guys are, you know, those close games that we had last year that we couldn't get through. But this year, you know, we've had three or four games where, you know, one was an overtime game that we won. And the other games, the two or three other games were just one-goal games, and they came down to the last minute, last second of the game, and we figured it out as a team. You know, so those are things that, you know, that I kind of look to and that guys are, you know, figuring out on their own part and, you know, going in, winning as a team.
Well, Jeremy, you guys have definitely played great. Continued success against Colorado on Saturday. And I think maybe when the season's over, we might have to have a fun little race between Cornwall, Thompson, and Corbeil.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Nice. I love it. Okay, we're in. I appreciate your time, Jeremy. We'll see you on the weekend.
Yes, Greg. Thanks a lot.